All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We have a special video, an entire Grimm. I didn't sleep well last night, and I'm remedying that tonight. So, all right, we've got Loot Line for you guys, and this just came out today. It's not that expensive. I think I bought it for $11. So definitely pick it up because it got 10,000 wish lists on Steam, which is a lot for an adult game. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh yeah, by the way, like the other AVNs, this one doesn't need Steam to play. It doesn't even have any Steam files in it. So you can just buy it on Steam and drag it out and just turn Steam off if you don't want to play it with Steam on. It is DRM free. So let's go ahead and get started. After the world was struck by Big Flood, every city and village was lost underneath the sea level. More than half of the world's population was lost. Those who survived initially lived on surviving boats and makeshift rafts. After a considerable amount of time passed, the sea level dropped significantly. People began building villages, towns, and rebuilding what they could from what was left. Soon, civilization recovered. This chapter of history is called The Great Flood Era. After money was lost, people began minting coins once again. These are definitely AI picks, but it works. Shiny, oh, shiny coins. Everyone loves coins. But the most valuable mineral were pearls. Beautiful white pearls. With only one, you could buy a ship and a house. Pearls were the biggest treasure one could possess. Until one day, those who ventured the sea started talking about a legend of immense treasure hidden away. They called it Loot Line. Most of the population embarked on a treasure hunt, becoming pirates, all in the pursuit of finding Loot Line. A mere legend drove humanity to obsession with power again. This is the point where our story starts. A new era has begun. The Loot Line Era. Hit me with another, you old cunt! You're drunk again, aren't you? You little prick? Not at all. You need this stuff. Those crazy ideas of yours. Give me a break, old man. I'm telling you, one day you'll die like a little shit. All that'll happen just because... I know the truth, and I will make it happen. Here we go again. You know what? This one is on the house. And since you don't have any money with you, just get the fuck out of my fucking tavern. Hee hee hee. For sure, since I got this beauty for free. Gulp. Ugh. Tastes like a fine pussy. Idiot. Bob, you are my favorite bartender. I know. Only here you get rum for free. I know, Bob. I'll pay you one day. And I'll buy my shirt the next. I know you won't. What a rough day. Don't do something stupid while you're drunk. See you later, Grim. Yeah, yeah. Just die, you old fucking cunt. Woof. Fucked myself up pretty hard. Don't think he was supposed to bark. Ah, fresh air. Sea is calm. I need to leave this place. Ah, am I drunk or... Bingo! Fucking this one would be a perfect goodbye present. Well, well. What do we have here? Aren't you pretty? Hi there, sexy. Well, look. She even has a name. It's Whore. I was waiting all night for a guy like you. Oh, where are you now? Want to have some fun? Sure. We can play some games. I'm drunk and horny. And with you. My goddess of night. I can smell her pussy juices. She is horny as hell. And ready to be fucked really good. Slow down. First the money, and then everything else. How much, beautiful? It'll be 10 coins. But since I'm horny and you're so handsome, make it 5. You know, you are making me rock hard. Let me fuck you and then I'll pay you. Is that how that works? Well, that was money first. As your pants fell on the floor, your huge member was revealed. Deal? Oh, your touch is so good. Her soft ass in the palm of your hand felt ecstatic. You want my meat in that wet pussy of yours? I know you love being fucked by a hard cock. You know, instead of a soft one. You know, that's not too fun. Let me fuck you and then I'll pay you. What do you say? Huh? Oh, fuck. Your pussy is dripping wet. This is so good. Let me fill you with hot gum. Ah, she's... Fuck me now, she says. You'll pay me later. Just take me. Come here, you little slut. This has got 10,000? Really? Get on your fucking knees. I cannot wait to put your hard cock in my mouth, she says. Oh my, it's even bigger than I thought. Wonder if it can fit in my pussy. If you want it in your pussy, suck it now. Such a beautiful cock. It's so firm and better keep that mouth shut. So good. Your mouth is so good and warm. Why did you stop? Fuck me. Come, you will fuck me here. You are so fucking good. Put it in my pussy. I cannot wait anymore. You are mine now. Oh my god. Oof. Oof. No, it's not oof. It's oof. Your pussy is so soft and warm. Fuck me. Oh yes, fuck me harder. Please, fuck me harder. Yes, just like that. Just like it, you filthy whore. Yes, aha ha. Your cock feels so good inside of me. Woo, this is the worst dialogue I've ever heard. Yes, it's a far cry from the kind of scenes we get in Between Two Worlds, which is really good. But I think you guys are here for this. I will come. Do it all over my dick. Ah, oh, my pussy pulsating so hard. Yes, I can feel it. I've got to come too. Yes. Oh, yes, I can feel your pussy pulsating. Ah, yes, this is so fucking good. Ah, oh. My pussy pulsating so hard. Yes, I can feel it. I'm going to come too. Give it to me. Stop. Hammer time. I want it all over my face. Get on your knees, you slut. Like this? Just like this, you fucking whore. Spray all over my face. Oh, give me that hot cum of yours. Yes, give it to me. Ah! Yes, so much of it. Such a sexy slut. Both of you took a moment to clean and dress yourselves. That was amazing, I know. I'm even tempted to let this off charge. But unfortunately, you need to pay. Why? Do you want more, maybe? No. Chubba will kill me if I don't bring any money tonight.
You better bring me my money, woman!
Fuck him. Already did that. Yeah, I figured she was gonna say that. Could you pay up now, please? I really need to go.
I ain't paying for a filthy whore. I don't have any money.
Then why did you ask a whore from... The sad truth is, I don't have any money. What did you say? I said that you were fucked. And that you ain't getting much. Fuck you, you fucking prick. This is the third night in a row. Chubba will fucking kill me. That fucking hurts, you filthy whore. Ah, fuck. What am I gonna do now? Cold sweat covers your body. You feel like vomiting as limpness took over. Zara, where the fuck are you? Oh no, they're here. I'm gonna fucking die. Sorry. Please help me. Please help me. What? Her voice faded away as you slumbered into forced sleep. You were drunk as shit, so maybe that just boosted the kick. Ugh! I feel like shit. My back hurts. I destroyed my liver last night, and I haven't been able to find my shirt for 2 days. I need to go back to the ship and sail out if I want to find it. Slowly, you made your way towards the ship. Enjoying your time in this town before you leave. Such a calm town in the morning. As you were strolling down the street, you saw a really pretty woman held a salve for a sail. Hold on a minute, there's a big difference between salve and slave. You saw a really pretty woman held as a slave for a sail. Hmm? How come I never noticed this beauty? Fuck off, we're not open yet. Still need to drag others here. You just couldn't take your eyes off her. Hey, just wanted to know how much for this one. Don't know, she just arrived yesterday. I'll give you 100 coins. What? My dear friend, fucking soul. Let me get her stuff, I'll be right here in seconds. But the salesman didn't know you had other things in mind. Huh? What are you doing? Letting you out. Once I free you, will you join me? You're joking, right? There. Come now, be a part of my pirate crew. You crazy. What are you doing? Run! Both of you run as fast as you can from that old prick. Unfortunately, far enough. We got away. Yeah. Why'd you do that? What? Because you had red hair and those green eyes. They look like they might be. Free me? I saw something in you. Something I feel that it will guide me to my goal. Really? For sure you have an eye for that kind of thing. I know. Well, before I was captured by Gourmet and sold to that old fuck, I was navigator for my former pirate ship. Like you said, I have an eye for this kind of thing. Welcome to my crew. Let me introduce myself. My name is Grim, and it actually fits a fucking pirate. And you are? My name is Bonnie. And as you can see, you need a ship navigator. Nice to have you, Bonnie. Well now, let's head to my ship. I need to get you some clean clothes. And me a shirt. And then we can plan our next step. Sure. Soon you made it to your ship. Here we are. Let's board the ship. Okay. Apparently I have some women clothes down here. Some women clothes. That's what we call them. These here are the men clothes, and there's the women clothes. How so? Some of them forgot their belongings and just left them here. Well then, apparently you're having a lot of fun here. Turn around so I can change. Why? Do you have a problem being naked in front of me? Just turn around. Okay, okay. No need for an angry face, sweetie. So, yeah? What do you think? About what? About my ship? It looks fine, but what? Can it take us wherever you're aiming to go? I mean, the ship looks sturdy, however. You haven't told me anything about your plans. For now, this ship will work just fine. It will do the job until we find it. I don't know what it is. I guess what they're gonna do? Until we find what? Don't tell me you're after... Loot line! I'm the one who'll find it! Such a nice body. Don't tell me you're thinking this for real.
What?
You think you'll find loot lying by yourself? Of course not.
Woof.
I thought you're one delusional idiot. I love how people bark in this game.
You also helped me find it.
Me? Yes, you agreed to be a navigator on my ship.
Yes, I did, and I won't cross my word.
But only two of us can't do shit. Not even sea rulers manage to find it.
I'm aware of that, and we'll gather more crew members.
You think that someone will join us just like that?
Yes, they will.
You crazy idiot.
Oh no, I forgot I was naked.
Turn around, you fucking pervert.
Whoa, harsh words from someone who jumped naked in front of me.
You should have covered your eyes, not just stare at me.
Sorry, but your curves are hypnotic.
Hypnotic? Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off you.
Well, don't do that anymore. After all, I'm your crew member now.
Not a piece of meat.
I know.
Bonnie quickly dressed up, covering her curvy body.
Flirt with her, or let's take our departure.
You're so beautiful. That's what you call flirting, mate?
I've never saw someone even close to your beauty.
Really?
Oh, come on. Don't tell me that worked.
Yeah. You're like a rose in a desert.
And I'm so happy I found you.
Oh, Grim. Nobody ever complimented me like this before.
Come, let me give you a hug.
Oh yes, now she will feel how hard my dick is.
Yes, come closer.
She is so comfy.
Grim.
Yes, Bonnie.
Here it comes.
I can feel your rock hard.
That's how I feel when I'm with you.
You can forget about fucking me. And if you ever try to rape me, I'll kill you while you sleep.
Whoa, calm down. I was just...
You were flirting with me and tried to fuck me.
Well, yes.
You will need to try a lot harder if you want that, you know.
I'm not some whore you will fuck whenever your dick becomes hard.
I wasn't like that. I didn't mean that. You're special.
Blah, blah, blah.
Better get going, Captain. We shouldn't waste time here. Chop, chop.
Yeah, let's go.
I tell you, he just... Why, you know... Man invented his shirt. But they're like... I mean, well, to be fair, she's not running around naked. All right, come on. Come on, come on, let's be fair. She's not... Their tits aren't hanging around, you know. I don't think they are. She's wearing that little blouse.
You dropped the sails.
And took off on a journey. Woo-hoo! I mean, she's got that little low-cut top. But, yeah, it's a... Sun is so high. It's noon. What did you expect?
I know, I'm not stupid.
Can we, No, there's no way for me to... No. Okay. I mean, we're stuck with this gray bar, guys. Like what? Like special skills? Well, I'm pretty good at predicting time? Like fortune telling, or...
No. You got me wrong. I can predict weather.
Really? How are you able to do that?
I can tell by the sea movement.
Sea movement?
Yeah, by the flow of the sea, I can predict the weather, and also, I can tell how much we are close or far from an island or any large body of water.
That's pretty neat, but to be able to do it, you need a lot of experience.
Probably.
But I was born this way. Even when I was a little girl, I could sense the sea was calling me.
If you're able to do all of that, how did you end up captured?
I was part of the female pirate group called the Piratissima.
Yeah, ironically, we were also searching for the loot line.
Okay, and then what happened? And then we ran into one of Chubba's scout crew. Chubba. Yeah, he's one of the sea rollers. He half was raped and killed. The other half was sold into slavery. I must get revenge for what they did. Then I will help you get that revenge. Are you nuts? Do you even know what a sea roller is? I would say some dickhead. You're right. Sea rollers. So there's four rollers. As I mentioned before, there's Marco Chubba, Buccaneer. He's ruler of the South Sea. There is Martin Redneck Booth. He's ruler of the East Sea. There is Paul the Jester Summers. He's ruler of the West Sea. And then there's Philip Ironheart Thorst. He's the ruler of the North Sea. There are four sea rulers, one for each sea, and their power is unimaginable. Well, if needed, I will kill all of them and find Loot Line. It's quite a hard task. Don't worry, just trust me. All right? Your mind started to swirl with thoughts about what Bonnie just said. But instead of thinking too much, you decided to break the silence. Hey, Bonnie. Yeah? Up for a drink? Sure. Come here. Let's toast for all future adventures. You think there'll be a lot of them? Of course, we will become the strongest pirate crew of them all. And that name... Cheers! Two of you are sitting on deck, drinking and having fun. For the rest of the day. Yeah, when I'm drunk, I usually forget what I stand for. And yeah, Bob is an old cunt. You seem to have a great connection with him. Well, since I'm an orphan, he was always somewhere near to provide me with life lessons. Because no one else could. Oh, Grim, I'm so sorry for you. No need to be. You'll ruin your drink with sadness. Actually, I'm not having another. I'm drunk as fuck. She boldly proclaimed. So what? I'm drunk too. All we're going to do on this boat is drink and sail. And never reach the loot line. We're going to go around and around in circles and die of scurvy. I will let you drink in peace while I find myself a place to rest. I don't want to get used by you while I'm drunk. Sure, Bonnie, see you in the morning. Ah. Well, better get some sleep. I bet tomorrow will be a fun day. Alcohol quickly overcame you and made you sleepy. You knew that it was time to rest. Ah, so calm and nice. You relaxed and let the dream world take you. Mmm, what a good feeling. You fell asleep like a baby. After some time, your sleep was disturbed. But in a positive way. I can sense something. It feels so good. A warm feeling caressed your crotch. Is this a dream or... Oh, damn. You're awake? Sorry, but now when I'm drunk, I couldn't resist you. The feeling of a hard cock in my hand. I haven't felt this desire for such a long time. So, do you want to feel it? Yes, I want to feel it in my hands, she says. You will like the feeling. It's like trying to sell a car. You will like the feeling of these seats. These are nice, firm seats. I will need to do more to fuck you. I knew you weren't just talking shit. Were just talking shit. Oh my, Grim. You like my cock? Yes. I cannot deny my desire right now. Feel of real meat in my hand. Fap it, Bonnie. Fap it. Really? Is what he says there? Mmm. So huge. So good. Your dick feels so good in my hand. I cannot wait to ride it. Yes, talk like a slut to me. Oh, I love when it drips from my pussy. Fap it faster. Oh, Grim, I'm soaking wet right now. You like this, don't you? I sure do. Moan for me, baby. Shh. Moan. Shh. Mo. I said shut the fuck up. Ah! What the fuck? Shh. I said something. It was all a fucking dream. Bonnie's sharp senses made her eyes wide open. We were approaching shore and we're not alone. I can sense another crew out there. Don't know if it belongs to Armada or the Sea Rulers or mere pirates. I think we can avoid this island. How many of them are there? You mean how many people? Yes. There are two people in a primitive looking cage. And I think someone is in the cage. Can't tell much, but I think that's all. Then we're going to help that person. What? Why? No one deserves to be held as a slave. Oh. I don't have the best combat skills. I suppose you do? Don't worry, I got this. You cannot slice and dice with don't worry. I told you, don't worry. Now to the shore, we need to rescue that person. Alright? Quickly, you reach the shore of this secluded island. Examining your best approach. Okay, there is still an option to retreat and go back. There is no need to whisper, and we're not retreating. We're going to save whoever's in that cage. Oh my fucking god, we're going to die. Come on, let's do this. I will take down those two. You try to rescue that person. Or you, rather, try to rescue that person. Are you sure? Yes, Bonnie, trust me. Okay, Captain. You quickly position yourself. While Bonnie took a darker path, leading her closer to the cage. Time to fuck shit up, he says in 18... I don't even know if this is 1800s or when this happened. It seems like it happened in the future. Hey, this dagger could be useful. What the? Hey, hey, who the fuck are ya? Doesn't matter who I am. Big boy, aren't ya? Talking way too much. Go away or you'll find yourself as fish food. Or even better, food for that filthy whore. Her. We forgot to give her something to eat for days. Dumbass bitch. Don't tell me. In the meantime, Bonnie approached the cage and started picking the lock. Don't worry, we're here to rescue you. I just need to pick this lock and you'll be safe. Help me. I'm working on it. Just give me a little bit of time. Help me, please. I told you we're here to help you. Don't sell me to Armada. Please. You are in safe hands now. Okay, you are What is that strange aura? Last warning. Get back to your boat and fuck off from this island. Hear me? Get your asses and go. Fuck off! You are the one fucking off! Run! They are stealing the girl! Kill that idiot! I will kill those whores! One of the pirates rushed towards you. But little did he know. You don't wear a shirt. Who you truly are. Wait, don't tell me. Your veins pumped. The air changed. This man gonna go Super Saiyan? Is that what we're doing? You knew that this was the right thing to do. Now you die! With your inhuman speed and agility, you outpace this mere pirate. And you, just like that, you slice through him.
Mavongo! Whoa! Whoa! Wait, please!
She was waiting for help long enough. And I finally came. But Darien, how can he be so fast? He's Ladarian. What is Ladarian? We will talk about it on the ship. Now hurry up and take shelter on board. It's on the other side of the island. Find something to wear and we will come once we loot them. The girl ran towards your ship, hoping it was not another trap.
Hey, Bonnie. Oh, hey. Let's loot their ship. Take only the food and clothes if they have any. Okay, but what about I said only food and clothes. Okay, Captain. I mean, he's looking for clothes. Maybe this is how he saves muddy washing clothes or something. I don't know. Because I guess you have to wash them in the ocean. You haven't found a lot on board, but it was at least something. There was plenty of food. Enough for you to survive hard times. Okay, packed up. We can take departure now. To the loot line. Aye, aye, Captain. You lifted the sails and left the island. Once you departed, you decided to check on the girl. Hi there.
That's not how he would say that. That's how the girl would say that.
Hi there. Sorry for not introducing myself.
Hi. My name is Grim, and I'm the captain of this ship. Hi, Grim. My name is Clover.
How did you know?
I saw a lot of those bounty posters.
Don't worry. We're not here to take you to Armada. I want you to join my crew.
What? Why?
I think you will help me in my goal of finding the One Piece.
And your goal is to find the loot line. I think I can help you with that since you saved me. But I want you to promise me something.
Go ahead.
If I join your crew, a lot of pirates will start looking for you. They will attack you at any chance possible. I'm not afraid of them.
Can you promise me that?
Yes.
Can you promise me that you'll sacrifice your life for me if needed?
That one is easy.
Yes, I will.
Captain will die for his crew.
Crew can go on without captain, but there is no captain without a crew.
That's something I wanted to hear.
Okay, Grim, I'm in. I don't trust her.
Great, now, because we got a new crew member, let's drink!
I knew he was gonna say that.
Bonnie grabbed some bottles of rum, and you grab what was left from the bourbon.
Sailing was good, the rum was better, and the ambience was the best. The three of you start sitting and... three of you are sitting and chatting. Laughing and talking about your incidents, getting to know each other better.
I told him, no, I don't need a shirt.
Yes, it was that good. Whoa, Clover, I think we'll get along pretty good.
You'll be fine.
Well, girls, I lost a lot of energy tonight. I really need to sleep. I'm gonna take a nap.
Sure thing. Rest well, Grim.
Yeah, see you soon.
Wait, before you go, I just have to say this once again. Thanks for saving me. It really means a lot.
You're welcome once again.
Now,
I'll let you take a nap. You deserved it.
I will.
See you later.
Your cabin was comfy as always. Fucking finally. I can undress myself. Feels good.
You fell asleep in an instant.
And while you were sleeping, the girls were still chatting.
So, got a question. What's going on with the boat? I don't see a lot of moving on this boat.
Hell, I don't even see him over there at the damn wheel.
The boat is just going in the ocean. We don't know where the hell it's going.
So that is a Ladarian.
Yes.
Should we be scared of him?
No. But in order to avoid that, we need to make a bond.
A bond?
Yes. If a Ladarian has a bond with you, he'll protect you even if he's enraged.
Sexual bond is needed to achieve that.
Of course.
But those are only rumors.
So, I'll die.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm a virgin and I've never had sex.
How do I create a sexual bond with him? I guess you'll have to do it the same way as I will. Does it hurt? First time a little bit. But later it just gets better and better. It's hard to imagine a day without it. I was controlling myself so hard not to fuck with him. But now I know who he is. And I will enjoy it more than I had imagined. Can you join? Yes. No, I want to watch. Sure. I will go to his cabin and leave the doors a bit open. Okay. You'll be able to see everything. Okay. You go and I will come in about 10 minutes. Okay. I know you'll hesitate. Okay, and this is where we're gonna end it. Yeah, guys, seriously. So, I'm gonna end it here. This game is cheap. You can buy it if you gotta see all the scenes. And that's the big thing about this game, all the scenes. I'm not just gonna spoil everything. Pick it up. It's not that expensive. I'm barely holding on and I was able to buy it, okay? It's probably one of the only game purchases I made this week. Just had a rough go of things because I had an incident happen where something really big needed to be replaced. So money I thought I'd have, I don't have. And it's kind of rough. Kind of, you know, hurting a bit on the wallet. But things will be okay next month, and we're just gonna, you know, try to penny pinch a little bit. But alright, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time with more Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And you can pick up this game, of course, from, what is it called? Candy something games? Candy, we'll look at it real quick. First, I'm gonna save it, and then we'll do the thing. Menu. Yeah. It's Candy something, what do you say, about? I don't even see an about. What is this? Oh, okay. That's cool. So what is the treasure? I don't want to click on that, but I think that's the scenes. Okay.
Ahoy, mate!
Anyway, it's some I'll put it in the description. But this is Loot Line, and if you like it, buy it. I don't see a lot that interesting about the story, but there is a story. I mean, obviously we can gather there is a story. The guys of Adarian, that's how he's able to be fast and not need a shirt. And he just saves these beautiful women and they drink on the boat and think about having sex and kick other pirates' asses. I think that's the long and short of the game. Not a extremely heavy plot, but yeah, it's fun. All right, I'm out.